A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." He replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Let's talk a little bit about Solomon in the first reading. Solomon is the son of King David, and he became king when he was a teenager. And that's when he has this encounter with God, this dream about God asking him, "Ask me anything you want, and I'll give it to you." And Solomon gave the right answer. He said, "I want wisdom." Imagine a teenager suddenly in charge of a whole kingdom, while he has many brothers and sisters who are all kind of conspiring, obviously, to remove him so they become king. He needed help, so he turned to God. And God granted him his request. We still today talk about you're as wise as Solomon, or the wisdom of Solomon. He was known throughout the world at his time for his wisdom. But what about you? What about if you had a dream tonight and God asked you, "Ask anything of me and I will give it to you"? What will you tell God? What would you ask for? I'm going to give you a minute to think about it. So you be prepared if you have that dream tonight. What would you ask God for if he granted you that wish? Okay, hold on to that thought. Let's go to the gospel. Jesus has been talking about the kingdom of heaven. This is the third Sunday that we heard his parables about the kingdom of heaven. What is he talking about when he says the kingdom of heaven? He's not talking about like heaven when we think of heaven and hell after, you know, this life. He's not talking about the Vatican State as the kingdom of heaven. He's talking about a way of life. The kingdom of heaven is not an area, geographic area, or a piece of land. It's anywhere where two or three people come together and they're striving to live the values of the gospel that Jesus taught us, the values of this kingdom that we've been learning about through these parables. Remember, we had the parable of the sower and the seed, the different soils 2 Sundays ago. We had the parable of the man who planted wheat, but then the weeds grow with the wheat, and his workers wanted to, you know, pluck him, and he said, no, wait. We heard about the mustard seed that grows to be a great bush, about the yeast and the dough, how it makes it rise and becomes a delicious loaf of bread. All of these stories are trying to teach us and remind us of some values behind them. God in the sowers throwing seeds on the path. Who does this? Why waste those seeds? The kingdom heaven is about hope. God has hope for each one of us, no matter how hard is our soil, our hearts are. God still is inviting us to be members of his kingdom of heaven. And he has hope that we will change. In the kingdom of heaven, the few seeds produce a wonderful harvest, 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold. In the kingdom of heaven, even the smallest seed, the mustard seed, can grow to become a large bush and produce fruit, produce a place for birds can nest and find seeds to eat. The kingdom of heaven is about generosity, of giving of ourselves, just like the yeast disappears in the bread, in order for the bread, the dough, to rise and become a delicious loaf of bread. The kingdom of heaven is about patience, like the farmer who said, no, don't pluck the wheat, wait till the harvest. Give him time. See, unlike wheat and weeds, we can change. The weeds stay weeds, they can't become wheat. But we can change, and God gives us time. He's patient with us, hoping that one day we will say yes to that invitation to be part of his kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is about that generosity and love and compassion, of giving of ourselves, commitment, sacrifice. I mean, just think about it. Would you rather live in the values of this world that we are living by now, or really live in a world where everybody lives by the values of the gospel, what Jesus has been talking to us about? What do you think is the better world, the better choice for us, for our children? That's what Jesus is offering us. And that's why Jesus in today's gospel, when the man finds that treasure, joyfully he goes and sells everything he has so he can have the treasure. And that's, I think, where we get stuck sometimes in living our citizenship. Yeah, of course, we want that world that Jesus talks about, but it's not here. And we get to that point where we say, yeah, I want this, but how much is it worth to me? What am I willing to give up to live in that kind of world, to be part of that kingdom, part of that vision of life? Are we willing to sell everything we have, to give up everything we have? And I'm not talking about possessions. Obviously, Jesus doesn't want us all to, you know, give away, because if we all become in that kingdom, who are we going to give it away to? He's telling us about, do we give up our selfishness? Are we willing to give up our fears? Well, if I'm going to be this kind and generous and forgiving, people are going to take advantage of me. Probably they're going to walk all over me. Are we willing to give that fear away or that fear up? Are we willing to give our dreams? I want to, you know, maybe have more money or have a better job or have a bigger house or more famous. Are this is worth to us more than living and establishing and being part of that kingdom? Yes, living in the kingdom takes sacrifice, takes commitment, takes prioritizing what's important for us. What do I really want? What's your treasure? And to find out what's your treasure, look at your calendar. Look at your checkbooks. See where your time and talent are being spent, where your treasure is being spent. That's how we know what is our great pearl of great price is. And Jesus is telling us, let go of it and let the kingdom be your treasure. Be what you're looking for. Be what you're searching for. Because all of these things, it's not going to make you happy, and we know that. It's not going to get you to heaven, we know that. But actually, instead of being free and independent, you're going to become a slave to those things. They will dominate your life. They'll take over your life. And you'll never be satisfied, but always looking for a little bit more. If you discover that kingdom, if you desire to be part of that kingdom, let go. Surrender yourself. Going back to Solomon, obviously Solomon as a young man, like I said, and suddenly he's king and all of these things going around him, he was humble. He realized he needs God. So he asked for that wisdom. But as Solomon grew up and realized, hey, everything going well for me, he builds the temple, his kingdom is growing larger and at peace, and suddenly he begins to think, well, you know, I don't need God that much anymore. I can rely on myself. So he starts to make alliances with neighboring countries by marrying the daughters of their kings or princesses from those countries to make alliances so he can remain at peace, so he can get stronger. And that's where he stops relying on God and trusts in himself. And that's where the kingdom of Israel under Solomon starts to be divided and starts to getting smaller and smaller till the superpowers of the time come in and conquer them and send them into exile. See, that's our kind of temptation. When we're in need, when we realize we're out of control, we run to God, God, please help me. But then when we're fine and everything going well and we're doing fine, we forget about God and we begin to rely upon ourselves, our own wisdom, our own efforts, instead of seeking the wisdom of God. Give me a heart that is wise. Solomon, in other words, is telling God, let me see as you see this world. Let my heart be as your heart. Let my actions be your actions. That's what does it mean to have a wise heart. In other words, let God and let go. Do the will of God. Seek that will. And it begins by asking the simple question, Lord, help me. And that's where the humility comes in and how we enter the kingdom of heaven. So going back to your question, what would you ask God for if he can grant you whatever you ask him? Think about it. Maybe talk about it to your spouse, to your family. That tells you a lot what your great treasure is. What is really your hanging on, your pearl of great price. And hopefully you'll be willing to let go of that and make Jesus that treasure that all of us desire.